Welcome to the Unstandard Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Givenchy. I'm a multidisciplinary strategist slash designer and the founder of Sagern. Let's get to it. Maybe it's just me, but have you ever felt like you're somehow out of step with those around you? That subtle but persistent sense that you're marching to the beat of a different drum? It's not just about being different. It's about embracing a path that's distinctly yours, even when it veers away from the usual or expected. This conversation is about having the courage to listen to your inner voice, even when it whispers ideas that might seem unconventional or daring. Imagine walking with friends along a familiar route when a less traveled path catches your eye. It's quieter, shaded by the mystery of the unexplored, and choosing it could mean walking alone for a while. This choice isn't just about taking a different direction, it's about following a vision that others might not see yet. It's about having the bravery to trust your instincts, to pursue those nagging ideas that demand attention, even if it means fewer footsteps beside yours. Fitting in often feels like the safer route. Conforming to social norms can bring rewards, acceptance, belonging, and a sense of security. Yet there's a cost. By molding ourselves to fit in, do we risk losing the qualities that make us unique? Research suggests that environments that prize conformity too highly can stifle creativity, innovation, and the diverse thinking needed to solve complex problems. On the flip side, standing out often means facing judgment, envy, and isolation. Trailblazers like Galileo, Susan B. Anthony, or Steve Jobs faced resistance and ridicule before their contributions were celebrated. Yet, these are the people who push humanity forward. Their willingness to challenge the status quo, despite the risks, ignites new ideas and reshapes entire industries. Remember Apple's Think Different campaign? It celebrated the rebels and misfits, the ones who refused to conform. When you take that step onto a less traveled path, it's bold, visible, and can feel solitary. But it's not about seeking attention. It's about being authentically, unabashedly you. This isn't about just standing out for its own sake. It's about setting a pace that others might find inspiring, leading through your unique choices and innovations. Often, when we choose these paths, friends and family might notice and comment, "You've changed." This statement can understandably be perceived as a bad thing when it's quite the contrary. It's really them trying to understand your growth. They see the change because growth involves moving towards your authentic self, aligning more closely with your core values and less with external expectations. It's a transformation that's as profound as it is personal. And this is a natural part of choosing a path that's true to who you are. It's about shedding the layers that don't serve you and embracing the essence of who you truly are. Navigating this path isn't always straightforward. It starts with decisions that resonate intimately, that feel inherently right. Consider what energizes you, sparks your creativity, and elevates your spirit. These are meaningful clues guiding you toward your authentic self. Whether it's a new business venture, a creative project, or a lifestyle shift, it's about following those sparks. It's about making decisions not based on what's easy or expected, but on what feels essential to your spirit, to your fulfillment. Finding the balance between fitting in and being exceptional requires understanding your values, strengths, and goals. When you have a clear sense of purpose, it's easier to decide when to adapt and when to break away. Recognize that fitting in and standing out are not always mutually exclusive. Some of the most effective leaders are those who bridge the gap, connecting their unique vision with the needs and language of their audience. Ultimately, the choice is personal, influenced by your circumstances and aspirations. The best way to navigate this journey is to ask yourself daily if what you're doing feels true to your intentions, or if it's just fitting into a mold. Adjust as needed, not because you have to, but because it feels right. Trust your inner compass, even if it points to a path less traveled and perhaps a bit uncomfortable. Keep walking your path with intention and boldness, embracing the uniqueness and newness. Take time to pause, reflect, and appreciate how far you've come. The most remarkable growths often stand alone, but they're also the ones that leave lasting impressions, inspiring others to find their own paths and listen to their inner voices. So keep embracing your exceptionality with courage and heart. This conversation should inspire you to view your choices through a lens of authenticity, self-assurance, and confidence. Here's to living exceptionally and loving every moment. Here's to being a beacon of inspiration, not through perfection, but through the bravery to be unapologetically you. If you enjoyed this episode, share and subscribe for more. See you next time, but until then, sending you love, peace, and creativity.